Welcome back to The Green on Delaware Public Media. I'm your host, Tom Byrne. Delaware artist Kim Klaibe is known not only for her use of mixed media, including paints, wood, paper, and even wine and beer pours, but also for the diverse nature of her work. From the intense images of women in her show earlier this year, What About the Women?, to images featuring birds inspired by the poems of William Butler Yeats, Klaibe is always turning out new creative material. Her new show next month at the Delaware Division of the Arts Mezzanine Gallery in Wilmington presents works inspired by the urban environment. And on this edition of Arts Playlist, Klaibe talks to Delaware Public Media's Martin Matheny about her art and her approach.
Tell me a little bit about what we can see at the Mezzanine Gallery in November.
This show is called Urban Dwellers. So this is a subject that I haven't explored before. You know, I'm more of a beach person than a city person, but these subjects are somewhat abstract, but not entirely. They're I would call them abstract expressionism, and they, in my mind, represent the feel of a city or an urban environment. So it could be just the energy in the painting that has that kind of high energy city urban type feel, or it could be people in certain, walking in a certain way, dressed in a certain way. Some of them are critters, you know, squirrels and pigeons and things that you would see in an urban dwelling.
As you said, you are a beach person. What drew you to creating work about the urban environment?
Well, partly because it's in the mezzanine, not that Wilmington's a big city. I mean, I did grow up outside of Wilmington, but it is far more of an urban environment than where I have been for the bulk of my life. And I just thought, maybe I'll do something that kind of reflects the area where it's being shown this time, just to try something different. And I'm pretty happy with how it turned out. It's very different for me, but I like it. It's got good energy.
How many works are in the collection over at the Mezzanine?
I believe it's around 20.
And how long did it take you to put that together?
This is the end of October, so I would say I started working on those pieces in August.
Wow, so that's
I work pretty fast because I create a lot, so it's not necessarily that I'm working fast, it's just that I'm constantly in the studio, so I produce a lot.
Speaking of the studio, I want to ask you about what your creative environment is like. Like, what conditions do you really thrive in as an artist?
I think I thrive best in my studio setting. So I actually work now. I have two forms of working. One is an enormous easel. So if I'm working on a bigger piece and a piece that I want to spray water on so I get the paint to run and I can make a mess, I will work at a large easel. But I also have a vintage Coast Guard drafting table, and it's huge, and it's metal, and it's got the real heavy metal drawers on it. And I love, so when I'm working flat, then I will work on that big drawing table, and I just alternate between those two.
I wonder, do you listen to music or anything, or do you work in silence?
I don't usually work in silence, unless I'm really overwhelmed, I'm overstimulated or something. But usually I either have music on, but I do like to, I listen to Audible a lot because I do love to read. I love anything with the language. So many times I will have a book playing while I'm working. And I have to be at a certain point in my work, because when I'm coming up with the initial idea for the piece, I have to be able to focus solely on that. I have to concentrate. So I can't have my attention diverted by even a favorite song. I've got to be focused. Once I get that kind of clicked in, then I can turn on the music or I can turn on the book, and then it just kind of flows and the two can kind of coexist together, which is kind of cool because I can share my focus and it doesn't hurt the creative process.
And one thing I think is really interesting about your background, you studied art, but you also studied English. So I wonder what books are you reading and listening to now?
So let's see. So the last book I read was called My Friends. And I just finished that book, and it was from an author that I've never tried before. His name is Frederick Bachman. It's a novel, but it was a really interesting, creative kind of novel. So looking at my Audible list right now, it's nothing too brainy, but a lot of David Baldacci. I'd love Stephen King.
You talked about capturing the energy of the urban environment, and I wonder how do you put that energy into a static painting? What are kind of the elements that go into creating that energy?
So with these pieces, here's what I love about these pieces, and I think it's going to also answer your question. I've never been an abstract painter. And I do think that a lot of artists, as they get older, lean more toward abstract painting. I don't know why that is. Maybe because you've tried everything else and you want to do that last. I don't know what it is. But so these paintings all start with an abstract. And then I take charcoal and I find the figure, the subject that I want to add on top of the abstract. So imagine a person's outline in charcoal on top of the abstract. And then I use a diluted acrylic paint and paint the area around the figure so it has a thin wash of acrylic paint. So the figure has the abstract coming through it and the background fades into the background. And then I'll take water and spray the paint so it runs. And so to get the energy that you're talking about, it could be things like I'll drip paint in a circular fashion in the background or over the figure to kind of create a feeling of energy and movement. Paint splatters, cut paper to indicate a direction. Things that will kind of encourage the viewer to think of motion or energy or activity.
I want to ask, too, about one of your other exhibitions that was on display earlier this year, because I was looking at your work and I was absolutely struck by the work in The Center Cannot Hold, and especially the bird figures. What were the inspiration behind that collection of work?
That was William Butler Yeats, and his poetry is, oof, man, that's some good stuff. And so I was rereading it, and he has a lot of bird imagery in his poetry, which you might not notice at first, but he's got many herons, he's got ravens, he's got all kinds of bird images. And as I was reading it, I was struck by that. So I started working in the birds. Like Easter 1916, there are a lot of his poems that really reflect, I feel, where we are today, culturally, socially, politically. All of those pieces were titled from words from his poems. And for instance, one of them was called A Terrible Beauty Is Born. So I tried to reflect kind of how I'm feeling about where we are in today's world.
When we talked earlier this year, we talked about an exhibition of yours called What About the Women? And I'm thinking from the gripping work that you did in What About the Women? And then the Yeats-inspired work of The Center Cannot Hold and now Urban Dwellings, your work is so diverse. What's next? What's coming up for you now?
Yeah, that's a good question. I typically get to this point of the year where I consider it my post-show season. And it's kind of a time where I don't work a lot. I think a lot, but not actively think. I try to let images kind of come and go in my brain. I try to read a lot to see what sparks my interest. So frankly, I don't really know what's next. I'm waiting for it to come to me. And I'm sure it will. And I've had a few little things visit, but nothing has, and usually it comes up and it, you know, basically kicks me upside my head and I go, oh yeah, I got to do that. So I'm waiting for that to happen. And, the time between October and December is usually that kind of creative fertilization time for me.
It puts me in mind of plants that sort of go into hibernation and in the winter, and then they bloom out in the spring with something just absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah. And the winter is such a, not that I like winter because I really am not a winter person, but the good thing about winter is it is the time when I get a lot of work done. Because it is, you know, it's cold, it's nasty, it's dark. And so the studio is the perfect place for me to be.
Thanks to Delaware artist Kim Klaibe and Aaron Martin Matheny for joining us on this edition of Arts Playlist. Klaibe's work will be on display from November 7th through the 28th at the Mezzanine Gallery in Wilmington's Carvel State Building, with a reception on November 7th at 5 p.m. You can see more of her work at kimklaibe.com. And we close out the green next with Enlighten Me, where we meet a UD student speaking at the latest University of Delaware TEDx event. This is The Green on Delaware Public Media.